Hello, my name is Dr. David Selden. I'm the Chief of Hematology Oncology at Boston Medical Center and the Director of the Amyloid Treatment and Research Program at Boston University School of Medicine. The Amyloid Treatment and Research Program is one of the only programs in the United States dedicated to developing new treatments for patients with all forms of amyloidosis and to research in these diseases. In this podcast, I'd like to tell you about what amyloidosis is and the types of amyloidosis. What is amyloidosis? Amyloidosis is a word that was coined by a German pathologist, Rudolf Virchow, in the 19th century, when he was the first person using a microscope to see pink deposits in tissues. It took more than 100 years to figure out what those deposits were. And we were one of the research centers that discovered the biochemical nature of amyloid proteins. We now know that amyloidosis can be divided into four major types of diseases. The first and most common type used to be called primary amyloidosis. It is now known by the abbreviation of capital A, capital L, where the A stands for amyloidosis and the L stands for light chains, which are a portion of the immunoglobulin or antibody molecule. Immunoglobulins, produced by plasma cells in our bone marrow, are a part of our immune system that normally helps us to fight infections. However, plasma cells can misbehave and grow as a clone of abnormal cells. If this clone becomes truly cancerous, that forms the disease multiple myeloma. However, clones of plasma cells can make light chains that form amyloid by aggregating in the blood and depositing in tissues. If this occurs, tissues and organs can be damaged severely. Amyloid deposits in the heart can cause heart failure and arrhythmias, and this is the most common cause of death for patients with amyloidosis. Amyloid deposits in the kidneys cause them to leak proteins from the blood and eventually fail. In this circumstance, patients are required to undergo hemodialysis. Amyloid deposits can affect nerves, causing numbness or tingling, or can deposit in the gastrointestinal tract, causing diarrhea or bleeding. Amyloid deposits can be found in the tongue or the throat, leading to tongue enlargement, which we term macroglossia, or to difficulty with swallowing and with speech. Amyloid deposits can occur in the skin and blood vessels, causing bruising and bleeding. And sometimes this happens in unusual places, such as around the eyes or in the eyelids themselves. The second major type of amyloidosis is abbreviated capital AF, where the F stands for familial amyloidosis. In these types of amyloidosis, inherited mutations in genes encoding serum proteins such as transthyretin, or TTR, cause these blood proteins to aggregate and deposit in tissues. Depending upon the type of familial amyloid, these deposits can cause heart disease, neurologic disease, kidney disease, or liver disease. Not everyone with an inherited form of amyloidosis will know about parents or other relatives with the disease. But the children of a patient who does have familial amyloidosis each has a 50% chance of also inheriting the gene and eventually developing the disease. The third major type of amyloidosis used to be called secondary amyloidosis, and we refer to it as capital AA. The second A stands for serum amyloid A protein, a mysterious protein that becomes elevated in our blood when we have an infection or an inflammatory disease. People that have such diseases, usually for 6 months or more, are at risk of developing AA amyloidosis. Diseases that can lead to this include chronic infections like tuberculosis, endocarditis, or osteomyelitis, a bone infection. It also may be caused by chronic inflammatory diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, or inflammatory bowel disease. There are also rare inherited familial diseases like familial Mediterranean fever, which cause chronic fevers and can produce AA amyloidosis. The fourth major type of amyloidosis is called SSA, which stands for senile systemic amyloidosis. By senile, we mean that this is an age-related disease, and it is caused by wild-type TTR, or transthyretin, a protein which I talked about earlier as a cause of familial amyloidosis. In SSA, normal transthyretin undergoes some sort of age-related alteration so that people in their 70s, 80s, or 90s can develop heart disease from TTR deposits. This type of amyloidosis, which is also sometimes called senile cardiac amyloidosis, is much more common in men than women. These are the major forms of amyloidosis. There are other less common types. There are also cases of amyloidosis that are localized rather than systemic. In these forms of amyloidosis, some of the same proteins discussed as above can be produced in local sites and deposited in organs such as the airway, the lung, the gastrointestinal tract, or the bladder. Each form of amyloidosis requires very different diagnostic techniques and specialized management. Those will be discussed in another podcast.